It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Well, Mr. Jack Stogler is off for September, hoping he'll be back in October. We're here with folks from Trader Days, Progressive Sportsman, Ohio Progressive Sportsman Club, I believe is what it is. And going to be talking about Trader Days, not coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Don Workamp, the secretary of the club.
I'm Rob Kaiser. I'm on the board of directors of the club.
All right. And Trader Days, just kind of give us an idea. Now, lots of us around here know what that is, but kind of give us a general idea what goes on there, besides a whole bunch of fun.
It's just a big flea market. There's probably about 420 to 25 vendors will be this year. And you can get just about anything under the sun there. They're open about from 8 to 8, or some of them a little later and some a little earlier.
Yeah.
But,
and then on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, there'll be water races and field trials.
There'll be, field trials on Sunday.
For the dogs.
For the dogs.
Yes.
And there'll be dogs swimming on Friday night at 8 or 7, it is on Friday night, noon on Saturday, and 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
And we'll have barbecued chicken dinners on Saturday afternoon.
Yep. So Trader Days is always a big deal. There's a bunch of people out there, and it's a bunch of fun. I love going out there. I like to just watch people. It's fun. And we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get into a lot of the details of what's going on with Trader Days and the club itself. So we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only $5.25. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Knights of Columbus are having a pork loin dinner on Sunday, October 10th, with drive-through pickup from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Knights Hall. It will be pre-sale only, and you can order your dinners by using the envelopes at the back of church at any of the cluster churches, St. Peter, St. Joseph, St. Paul's in Sharpsburg, or Mary Help of Christians. The ordering information is in the envelope. You can also call 375-4544 for tickets. Be sure to order your pork loin dinners by Sunday, October 3rd. And why not order a few extra for a quick meal during the week? Don't miss the Knights of Columbus's pork loin dinner, Sunday, October 10th, from 4 to 6.
We're back with Trader Days and getting ready to talk about The Trader Days itself, and we'll get into a little bit about the club and that type of thing. So I guess one of you guys, for people who have no idea, give them some kind of idea what Trader Days is. I know you kind of said it's a whole bunch of vendors and stuff, but kind of, it's mostly, basically it's geared towards sportsmen, hunting, fishing, that type of thing, but it's, go ahead and tell us what everything is going on there.
Well, flea market end of it, that's geared toward anybody, whether you're a sportsman, non-sportsman, it's kids, women, because they got just about everything at the flea market.
Yep.
I've
seen women's hats, and I've seen beer signs, and I've seen guns.
Yep, you have a little bit of everything.
Lots of guns.
At the flea market. So you can get at the flea market just about anything you want. Anything from a lingerie basket to a firearm, bow, fishing equipment, a bunch of junk if you want.
Do you see Rocker's ears perk up when you said lingerie?
and I'll let Don talk about the water races and stuff like that.
Yeah, there'll be dog races, swim races. The dogs will swim across the pond, about 300-foot pond. There'll be a fake coon really in a cage, and it's on a float that automatically goes across by a cable and pulls across, and the dogs are all put in a starting box at the one end. Depends on how many of the dogs in that heat. It could be up between 4 to 8 to 9 dogs per swim, and they'll swim across about 300 feet, and then they judge them for the first dog that's below the line that's out in the water about 10 feet wins the line. Then the first dog that comes out and barks after he's out of the water across another line wins a tree, which pays the same amount. The races will be like Friday night at 7, and they'll last probably about 3 hours each time, 3 to 4 hours. We have a 50-50 drawing each day, and
will those get up pretty good size?
Friday night it gets pretty good. It's been up to 2,000 ready. Ooh. Goes to the winner on Friday night.
That's almost like real money.
Yeah. It's Saturday's not quite as much, and then Sunday's way down, as far as the 50-50.
So how far do these dogs come from? Are they from around the county or around
Ohio's the biggest state, about the only state really left with many swim dogs. I've done it probably for 50 years. There's be some from Iowa, Illinois, Missouri.
So these guys are serious.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, there's races about every weekend somewhere in Ohio from the end of April. So Trade Days, actually next week going to be the last swim race of the year. We do have a field trial on Sunday. That's where the dogs just run across the ground. They'll take them down about a half mile away, and they'll run through the woods and through the open ground. Then they'll come to a tree right across from the club, and they call out a field trial. But they'll run them about year-round or as long as the weather's good. But we have several of them a year, too, but they'll be them on Sunday morning.
So do the same dogs do the same thing?
No.
That's what I figured, probably specialty
stuff. It's specialty, yeah. And these swim dogs, they look about like a hound, but they're crossed with some greyhound. But you would never, if you ever went coon hunting, these dogs wouldn't tree a coon. They'll bark at a coon and stuff, but they're not made to trail coon. They're just made just to swim. I mean, they're bred just to swim, and that's what the field trial dogs are, too. The field trial dogs are mostly gray. There ain't a whole lot of hound left in the, in the field trial dogs. They're mostly greyhounds.
And they're like the same way. They're bred for speed and speed only, not to actually go coon hunting.
No.
So you have to, if you're a dog guy, you have to have a swim dog, you have to have trail dog, and you have to have a real coon dog.
If you want to do all three, you got to have three different dogs.
Yeah. See, that's and that's something I learned. I just figured they're all the same dog, and if you have a great one, you have a great one.
A good one's hard to come by.
Well, I'm sure.
But we do have different classes. I don't know if anybody's familiar with horse racing. There's claiming classes, and there's what we call the open class, where the best dogs are. We have a green for the young dog, so it varies on the class of dog, how good the dog is. We put them in classes to give every dog a fair chance to win.
Mm-hmm. So prize money, is it like $5 to win, $500, $5,000?
Costs you like $20 to enter a dog, and then you can win $60 heat money. Depends on the race. Some races pay more. This weekend, I pay like $125 to $150 if you win in the final. and stuff. It's not a money sport. It's a hobby. It's just like playing golf.
Yeah.
You're not going to get rich at it. Now, don't get into the sport because you think you're going to make money.
Or tractor pulling or something like that.
Yes,
it's of course, you don't have to keep rebuilding engines, but you do have to feed the dog.
You have to feed the dog year-round. Yes, you do.
That's the dog part. So as far as, like, vendors, how many, how is that set up? Who does?
Well, this year is a little different. We added a bunch of spots, one of our improvements. We've added about 70 vendor spots on the south end of the club ground. On top of that, of about 330. So we're looking at about 425 to 430 vendors set up.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can anybody actually get around to all of those? Just thinking it'd take you 3 days to go visit them all.
Yeah. It depends on how much time you spend at each one.
Yep.
But the vendor spots are new ones. We got 70 new ones, and unfortunately, they're all sold out already.
Yep.
So we're going to have a full house as far as vendors.
And they're probably knocking down the door to have more.
Yeah, there's still been some calling this week wanting spots, but you know, we advertised we had spots, but they went real quick. Within 3 weeks, they were sold out.
Yep. So, I'm guessing with adding those, you had like people just, pardon the pun, hounding you to get more spots, and so you spent some money and.
Yeah.
Put some more.
There's been some people wanting lots for years that we just said we didn't have any, and we bought more ground. We bought 21 more acres in the last 2 years, so we had more. We were kind of limited on space.
Mm-hmm.
So since we bought this extra ground, we got a little more extra room.
And we're utilizing maybe 4 acres on these extra 70 lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of the ground will be toward parking.
Yeah.
Because we definitely need parking.
We put gravel driveways and everything in so it'd be a gravel driveway. If it is muddy and stuff, you'll have a gravel driveway to walk on everywhere.
Yep. So now that I'm thinking about the parking, if I remember correctly, you have one-way traffic on that road that day.
Yeah.
So which way do people go in and out?
On Friday and Saturday, they will come in from the south and exit to the north.
So you go down to Watkins Road.
That's correct.
To St. Peter Road, and then come in that way.
Yep.
If you do like I've done every time that I forget, I drive down Sharpsburg Road, pull on St. Peter Road, and then drive around the block and come
And
that's, that's 2 miles, so that's not like a big deal.
It's just a safety concern we do that.
Yeah.
That way, when they come in that way, they can get in the parking lot with really out going by the club itself.
Yeah.
And it just, and then when they exit, they have to go by the club, but they're not exiting all at once. Some of them don't ever exit or don't leave until it's over with. So it saves a lot of traffic. Just makes it safer.
Yeah, and there's a lot, and I mean a lot of people walking on and across the road there, because you've got vendors on both sides and parking's on the west side for the most part, and the vendors are on most of the vendors are on the east side, and there's always traffic there, and you don't want it's hard enough with traffic going one way, but when people are going two ways,
we're just lucky we're on a road that don't have any other traffic hardly. Nobody else lives on the road.
Yep.
So we got it good by being able to close the road or just making it a one way, because we're really the only thing on that mile of St. Peter Road from Watkins to Fox. So it's worked out good, and the county is working with us, the township and stuff. So,
and we have MServe. We'll coordinate that for us. They take care of all the traffic control.
They're professionals. Professionals. Yeah. I guess you get paid, and they don't do their volunteers, but they know what they're doing.
Yes.
And they do that stuff all the time.
Yeah, and that will be one way from about, I think, 8 o'clock in the morning to about 5, 6 in the evening, depending on the crowd goes down.
Yep. So speaking of MServe and volunteers, like as far as the club itself, how many people, I guess, are in the club, and how many volunteers besides the club and including the club does it take to put this thing on? Because there's a lot of people there.
Right.
We have about 260, 270 members, but we get a lot of outside help to make this happen. A lot of individual help, a lot of organizations. We get a lot of help from the ambassadors. I mean, I take my hats off to the ambassadors. A lot of help from them, like the community club, VFW. Fort Recovery Gun Club, Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
They all help us out.
Yep. I like the community club last year. I got to be out there and help them in that one food stand. We had a heck of a great time. We had a really good time. And that's a little bit of payback for letting us use that facility for our community club fish fry in the winter. But I think even if we weren't doing that, if we had any idea how much fun that is, we'd just be banging on the door. We need to volunteer.
When you're working with Roger Burma, you're always going to have fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Everybody enjoyed it quite a bit. And, you know, we just kept running out of stuff. And, I'm sure it happens that way at all the the main building has food.
Right. We have, at times, there'll be like five kitchens going, and they're all run by club members, or the club runs everything. Mm. There's no outside vendors or anything in. As far as for the food, it's all club run.
With volunteers outside the club as well.
And
we do try to take good care of our help. I mean, we give them free drinks and free food when they're helping, and try to make it fun for them.
We have a couple workers' parties each year for all the workers, all the club members. We have free meal and free drinks and stuff two different times a year to show our appreciation for the hard work they do.
The second club party is for trade day help only. Anybody that helped at trade days, including non-members and their families. Yep. And that is usually a couple weeks after trade days.
2 weeks after. Yeah. So if you out there volunteering, you're more than welcome to come two Sundays, the second Sunday after that, and we'll have chicken and free drinks.
That's not only just good food, but you're hanging around with a bunch of really cool people. It's a good party, and not just I'm going out for the food and turn around and go home. Mm-hmm. I guess you could do that, but that's defeating the point of it. It's everybody getting together and having a good time.
And we do strongly encourage people to come to this workers' party, including non-members, because that's who it's for, all workers.
So one of the things that I was thinking about, and if you don't really know what's going on, you walk out there, there's people walking around with guns. Half the people around there are walking around with a gun. Now, what's the deal with that?
As far as the guns, that's just part of the flea market.
But none of them are loaded.
But none of them are loaded.
They cannot sell ammunition either.
Not supposed to.
They're not. I didn't know that.
No ammunition.
No, you're not supposed to sell ammunition.
Not supposed to sell it. Now, it's hard to control, but if we see ammunition out or hear somebody selling ammunition, we make them stop. Because there's no ammunition, and every gun has to be unloaded, live ammunition.
Yeah. So, when you go out there, if you're not used to being around people with guns, you're going, oh my God, everybody has a gun. I get in your car and go home. No, that ain't how this goes. These are responsible people that know what they're doing.
We do have the sheriff's department come out Friday and Saturday night, and they patrol the grounds. Mm-hmm. So we,
If you do purchase a firearm at the flea market, it's up to you to know your firearm laws.
Yeah.
I mean, a long gun, you have to be 18 years old to buy it, a handgun, 21, and a resident of Ohio, but it's up to that individual to know their firearm laws.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, it's probably a great idea to have the sheriff's department out there. Just so people know that it's not just all these people willy nilly with it that are just running around out there with guns. It's not what
we had it last year. We wasn't able to get the sheriff's department to come out with the COVID issues, but we didn't have any issues. But this year they will be back on Friday and Saturday night. So they will be walking around, and we give them a golf cart and they drive around the whole grounds and patrol the grounds. So
that's great. So, and I know those guys, most of the sheriff's deputies that I know, male and female, know half the people out there to start with.
Yeah.
And they enjoy being around that kind of environment. And they're probably out there doing more chit-chatting because what's there to do unless there's a fist fight? There's not really much going on.
Yeah.
We like to see them just stand around. That means there's no trouble.
Yep.
And they also do a lot of drive-bys during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Just make your presence known, and that
they will drive through the grounds a couple times each day.
Just to make sure
everybody
people
knows.
Yeah, see
right,
they see they're there. Yep. And they're not out there trying to see how much, you know, see if they can write a citation for somebody not using their turn signal on the golf cart.
If you don't cause trouble, they will not bother you.
No. Yep. Our sheriff department will go through great measures to help us out and make it work.
Yep. Yeah. And because they know that you guys do great things for the community, and that's important, and they appreciate people and groups like you guys. So, for Trader Days, what's the procedure? You come in from the south off of Watkins Road onto St. Peter Road, and then what happens?
As they come down, you'll have signs. Wristbands are $5 for a weekend.
Okay.
If you have a golf cart, it's $25 for the weekend. So you know that in advance. That way most people will have their money out to keep the line going. Mm-hmm. As you enter, there'll be a line of people. They'll take your money. They'll give each person a wristband. And they'll also give you a golf cart pass if you have a golf cart. And they'll charge you right there. Mm-hmm. Campers are $25 for the weekend. $20 for the weekend. They'll do the same thing. If you pull in with a camper, they'll give you a camper pass. And then you go, you park, and it's just wide open from there. You go wherever you want.
Is the parking all on the west side of the road?
For the visitors, everything's on the west side.
Okay.
And the only thing on the east side or the clubhouse side is for vendors only.
Okay.
And the dog people, the dog race people, will park on the clubhouse side.
So
there's no parking along the roadway. You have to go into the parking area.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's just that.
Yeah, we rope all the side ditches off and stuff.
That's just a mess if somebody does that.
Yeah.
That screws everything.
We have enough parking.
And, you know, one of the things that I always thought was kind of neat about the parking, I'm thinking, I got to get over there to the east side of the road, and before I get anywhere near there, you go past 75 vendors.
Yes.
You see all kinds of other stuff that you wouldn't see if you rushed over to to what you think is where everything is. You see all kinds of great stuff before you get over there. So,
and also the parking area, it is lit up at night.
Yeah.
So you can see where you're going.
Yep.
We have lights.
What you're doing. Yep. And you said you put some gravel in the.
Yes, we made a new driveway, our new vending lot to the south of where we did have on the clubhouse side. We put a circle drive, actually. It's like, about 680 feet long down and back, and comes back to the main drive on the clubhouse side. That'd be all vendors there. Their spots are like 35 by 35, and there was like 72 vendors in there, and they're. Like I said, we said they're all sold, so that'd be a new addition. There was a few of them in there last year. We just started last year. At the last minute, we had about 15 vendors in there last year without any gravel or anything. But we wanted to gravel it just in case it is wet and stuff that, you know, they can get through and stuff. And
Do you have it set where people that are selling guns are in one area and people that are selling archery stuffs in another, people that are just selling general stuff?
It's just
all over. Yeah. Every vendor's some vendor's got a little bit of everything.
Yep.
And back to the gravel driveways in the parking area, about 50% of the parking area does have gravel driveways. The other 50% is grass.
Yep. Right. And as long as it's not a day like today, the grass is just fine.
It's an old sod field, so it's getting better every year as years go by. But hopefully we can keep improving, maybe gravel some more again next year.
Yep. Well, everybody go out and give them $5.
We get
an extra 1,000 people there. That's another $5,000 worth of gravel we can put in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the wristband is good for the weekend. You can come and go.
Yep.
If you come Thursday, you can come back Saturday or Sunday. But Sunday is limited. By Sunday noon, 1, 2 o'clock, the vendors are leaving pretty quick. So if you want to come, Friday and Saturday is the best.
Yeah.
You know, it's still advertised as Sunday, but it's pretty thin on Sunday.
Yeah. Or Thursday evening's pretty good if
Thursday
you want to beat the crowd before everything gets gone through. Thursday evening's pretty
all
good.
All day Thursday. Now, Thursday's getting bigger every year. I mean, most of them are set up on Thursday already, or a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm. But very few vendors on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. People want. They've been there all weekend. Yes. Time to go home.
Sunday's more for the dogs, the
there'll
water races, and field trials.
There'll be some vendors pulling in this weekend already.
Yep.
They'll be there for a week.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about what the club is, what the club does, and all of that kind of thing. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
It's time to eat, and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food, and lots of fun. The Fort Recovery Music Boosters will be hosting their annual All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast on Sunday, September 26th at the Legion from 8:30 to noon. Tickets are available from any band or choir member, or you can get them at the door. Tickets are only $6 each, and kids under 5 are free, and carryouts will be available. So stop out for breakfast on Sunday morning, September 26th, for the Music Boosters All-You-Can-Eat Breakfast from 8:30 to noon at the Legion. Trader Days is coming up at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road, Thursday through Sunday, September 30th through October 3rd. Weekend wristbands are just $5 each. Stop out and see old friends and make some new friends. Don't miss this big annual event with vendors selling everything from collectibles to guns and knives to beef jerky and cheese and just about anything else you can think of. There'll be plenty of parking and food will be available on the grounds, including their famous barbecue chicken dinners on Saturday starting at 4 o'clock. Don't miss Trader Days, September 30th through October 3rd at the Progressive Sportsman's Club on St. Peter Road.
So we're back here with the folks from Trader Days, the Ohio Progressive Sportsman Club. And so when did this start? Who started it? How many people? Can anybody be a member? You know, tell us about the Ohio Progressive Sportsman Club.
It's for men only, which we've had some complaints, but it is a men-only club.
That's because you're sitting around playing cards naked?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but it is a men's-only club.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can be a member. To be a new member, you have to be brought up by a member today, and you need 5 sponsors. And you got to come to a meeting ahead of time. The new member has to be there at the meeting, and then they nominate you. And then we bring you up, vote on you at the next meeting. We haven't had hardly anybody that didn't get voted in. It's $25 initiation fee the first year, then $10 a year thereafter. You can get your son or daughter or son-in-law in. They still have to be brought up the same way, but they don't have to pay the $25 initiation fee. So any of your sons or son-in-laws can get in the club by being voted on as well.
That's a pretty good thing.
Yep. We usually get about 10 new ones a year, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And you do have to fill out a short application.
Yeah, we just have to fill out what we want to know, you know, if you're willing to work and what events you're willing to work at and stuff, because that's what we're after is working members.
Yeah, if you just want to go and, I think a lot of guys go out there and play cards about every day.
There's a few retired guys. There's always a couple card games every day. about throughout the year. Unless it's a blizzard, they're out there playing cards every afternoon.
Yep, but that's not what it's really about. You're absolutely welcome to do that, but you're trying to raise funds.
That's just the benefit of being a member. Yeah. And usually on the weekends, there's always people out there. You know, we have drinks and stuff out there on the weekends. You know, you can. There's no bartender or anything. You kind of help yourself. It's just like an honor system, but we get by with it good that way.
Yeah. And members can also camp anytime they want. They can fish anytime they want.
Yep.
Pull bow targets out, shoot archery.
Yep. There is a gun range down we put in a few years ago. But that's for members only.
That's for members and one guest.
Our guest.
You have one guest.
Yep.
So what happens with the money that you raise, assuming you make a profit on the trader days? Okay. Obviously, you bought some land and some gravel, but I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other things besides just improving the property.
We've done a lot of, as he said, a lot of improvements over the years. Here in the last couple of years, we got a new YouTube TV loader tractor. Of course, like Don said, we bought 21 acres. We also just put up a new lunch stand last year. That was a big improvement up on top of the hill. We added a lot of gravel. We added 70 lots. We got a new fridge, commercial deep fryer, a lot of stuff for the new lunch stand. Them are some of the things we've done as far as improvements. As far as donations, we donate a lot of organizations such as Pheasants Forever, Legal Ohio Sportsman's Club, Mercer County Challenger Baseball, the Fair Board, the Harvest Jubilee, Neurological Center, Eagle Scout Projects, Operation Freedom Support, American Hero Hunts, MServe, FFA, and of course Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Fund.
Yeah, we appreciated that.
And we also give a scholarship to a club member's child every year.
Oh, that's great.
A graduating senior. Mm-hmm. No matter what school is from, as long as the parent is a member, we take nominations.
So it could conceivably go to somebody from St. Henry.
Yes, it could unfortunately go to St. Henry, but we have members probably from, well, two states because we're so close to Indiana, but probably 10 different school districts maybe or so.
So
it goes various. A lot of them stay in Fort Recovery, but it don't always.
Yeah.
But,
I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because probably some of those people do some really good work.
And we do donate to a lot of youth programs, such as the Coonskin Camp Brigade, Hunter's Education, like Cancer the Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah. Cancer Association of Mercer County.
We do a lot of Cancer Association. We have some club members lost some family and stuff from cancer, so we donate to cancer associations and stuff.
Yeah, so you're improving your grounds and your facility to help make more money to give away.
Yeah. So it's a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. So
So as far as the grounds itself, and I guess maybe the main clubhouse would be the main thing. Yeah. Is that available for some groups or individuals to rent out?
We rent it out on Saturday night only, and you have to be a member to rent it.
Okay.
And just for Saturday nights. The rest of the time, there's always some members out there on Friday night and Sunday afternoons. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the benefit of being a member. You got a place to go to enjoy yourself and play cards or do whatever you want, watch sports.
Yep.
We've got TVs and stuff, whatever. And,
although so they wouldn't be members, you can bring your family along, like your wife and kids, if there's something going on out there that you want to watch a game or something. And I know the community club, you let us use that facility for our fish fry. Are there other groups that do that? And if you have a group that wants to do that, is that something you can do? Or is it just because there's several members of yours that are members of the community club?
We all try to help each other out. You know, community club helps us out, we help them out. Same with the ambassadors and FFA.
Had their meeting out there like 2 weeks ago on a Monday night. They had fish in and they made hamburgers and hot dogs for the kids.
Oh, that's awesome.
They had their meeting out there and there was a bunch of kids out there, but they usually do that once to usually every September meeting of the FFA is always at the Sportsman Club.
That's great, because a lot of those are probably future members or kids of members already. What if somebody wants to rent it out for a family reunion? Is that something you encourage, want to do? Is it getting into a whole different set of things with cleanup and all that kind of stuff?
No, anybody can do that as long as on Saturday, but there are certain days a year that's exempt.
Right. Any club event comes first.
Yeah. And, of course, you know that schedule ahead of time.
That's always about accordingly. Events.
So you do let people that don't necessarily have members of your group rent that out, or do they have to be a member?
It's got to be a member.
Okay.
You got to be a member to rent it.
Okay.
Yep.
And that member can have a family reunion as long as the person renting it is a member.
Yep. So that's good.
There's a lot of graduation parties there.
That makes plenty of sense, because
graduation and Christmas parties.
Yeah. And we've had a few weddings out there.
We've had a couple weddings.
Wedding receptions and actually weddings out there.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a neat place. You're out in the woods and kind of by yourself.
There's a lot of people come out and take pictures. There's a lot of senior pictures, a lot of family pictures. I go out there during the week and you'll see three or four cars sitting there, and they'll be either across the road or up in the woods in the fall, especially taking pictures.
Oh, yeah, but that's beautiful.
With the woods and the hills and stuff.
A lot of graduation pictures,
So, as far as the the building, the grounds, and that type of thing. When did this start?
It started probably back in the 40s or 50s, but never really owned anything. And it was just about done in the late 60s. We were meeting in people's garages, a couple bars in New Weston that burned down. And finally, we ended up buying 10 acres of ground on St. Peter Road, and that's how we got started. And then that was in 1971. In 1973, we built the clubhouse, and it's just expanded since that. We started with 10 acres. We got just about 60 right now.
That's awesome.
Between 37 on the clubhouse side and 23 acres across the road. Mm-hmm.
And I think trade days actually started in the early to mid-70s.
At 74 was the first trade days, but it was nothing like it is today. Even 15 years ago, it wasn't a tenth what it is today. The last 10 years, it's really grown. It's just unbelievable.
Any reason for that?
I don't know.
I think just word of mouth mainly. A lot of people like the facility.
They can
bring their family.
Yeah.
The food's good. The drinks are good. And it's very reasonably priced.
Try to keep everything reasonable.
And that makes a huge difference.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can come in for the whole weekend for $5.
Right. Yeah, and keep coming back.
Yeah.
Come
back. We want you to come
back.
For
the same $5.
Yeah.
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 Yep. And because, like I said, if there's 400 vendors, you can't see them all.
Right.
unless you run past them, and then that kind of negates the whole idea of doing that. But let's take another quick break. We'll come back and kind of recap stuff about the club and stuff about especially Trader Days coming up a week from tomorrow night. Is when it starts, I believe. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market has the best steak prices in the area, always $2, $3, $4 a pound less than everybody else. They buy in large quantities and pass that savings on to you, and there's no limit on how much you can buy at these great prices. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, flat iron steaks are $8.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are only $7.99 a pound. Get some steaks and grill them up while the weather's still nice, and grab a bunch more and put them in the freezer to save for later. Great prices on great steaks at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Here are the sports broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host the St. Henry Lady Redskins in another big MAC volleyball match. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the action live, and you can also get our audio on the NFHS network. Friday, our football team will travel to St. Henry to take on the Redskins. Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team of Joe Bruns and Dave Kalp will bring you all the action live, and the NFHS network will also be available for that game. On Saturday, the ladies will host Lima Shawnee with a JV match starting at 10 a.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's broadcast with Rob Weaver, Indiana Sports Broadcasting Hall of Famer. Get out to all the games you can to help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't make it to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back on Insight with Don Werkamp and Rob Kaiser from Ohio Progressive Sportsman's Club, with their Trader Days coming up starting a week from tomorrow. And I said, I think it was, we went out, I said a week from tomorrow night, but it actually starts like noon. It's
Thursday morning. They'll start, the gates open Thursday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yep, so you can start, that'll give you a real head start on catching vendors as they're setting up and getting all the good deals going. So did we kind of cover everything for the club itself? Is there anything else? Well, volunteers. We were just talking about volunteers off the air. If somebody wants to help with things, that what are things that people can volunteer for Trader Days?
Usually in the kitchen help. We always need kitchen help and parking. Parking's a big one. Mm-hmm. Clean up on Sunday. You know, we usually clean up. I mean, it's a big mess. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning. Yep. We got a lot of cleaning up to do, but we do get a lot of help from the youth organizations. Yep. Makes a big difference because they can bend over and pick up stuff a hell of a lot easier than us old guys.
But, yes.
But we do need some adults for that.
Yeah. So how would somebody volunteer besides walking up to somebody at Trader Days next weekend?
You can call the club. Their number is 419-375-9067.
9067.
If there's some, there's usually somebody in there most of the time this time of the year between now and trade days, because there's always somebody out there working. But if not, try to call back, and we can probably get you scheduled to work somewhere.
Yeah, and if you just want to help and don't have any particular thing you want to help with, I'm pretty sure that's going to work out really well, too. But you
can always come there, and you can start emptying trash cans, changing trash bags, sweeping floors, picking up cans outside. You can always find something to do if you want something to do.
Yeah.
We always need gophers.
Yeah. and you know, some of the volunteer stuff is kind of hard work, hectic, like when we were doing the top lunch stand last year. But the time went by so fast, you didn't realize you were doing anything. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like you were exhausted. We were having a whole lot of fun. It was just busy all the time. And it was a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed doing that. And when we talked about it, it happened to be in the summer when we were talking about getting people lined up for Trader Days, and they couldn't. Everybody's hand went up at the same time. I'm in. Everybody wanted to do it. The people that did it last year, and the people that weren't able to do it but found out how much fun it was, and we're glad to have you there. Now that's like a whole group, but if you're just an individual, you know, you can. There's plenty of places where you can do that. How many lunch stands you say you have? Five going?
At times we got five going. We got. Yeah. One, the main kitchen is in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. That's open Usually till from midnight till 6, or open from 6 o'clock in the morning till midnight, mm-hmm. on usually Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And I think Roger then wrangled me into helping him on Friday morning at 6:30 for the breakfast.
Yeah, they're going to have to start a breakfast up on the new
lunch stand on top of the hill. Yep.
We're just going to try that out on Friday and see how that goes.
It'll go good.
We'll have it open Saturday as well.
And then
the new lunch stand.
One in the back in the clubhouse. We have breakfast for biscuits and gravy and stuff. Mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday, or Saturday and Sunday mornings. And then we have another one right by that tool shed we walk by. Mm-hmm. There's a lunch stand in there Friday and Saturday. So,
yep.
There's always food and plenty of alcohol and beverages, whatever you need.
Yeah, so if you want to help them sell some stuff or if you want to help them cook, they need people that can take orders and take money, and they need people that can cook and wrap sandwiches and all that kind of stuff. So
most shifts are 3 or 4 hours, so it's not like an all-day thing. Or if just a couple hours, anything helps.
Yeah.
Or just give us your name and phone number for next year. If you can't do it this year, we'd be glad to get a list of names for next year. Yeah. We could get you scheduled.
Yep. And so that's kind of the volunteer stuff. So let's kind of go over Trader Days again in case people missed it earlier, and kind of tell us when it starts, what it is, and how you do it.
Well, it starts October 30th through September 30th through October 3rd, which is a Thursday it starts. Usually the kitchen opens about 6 a.m.
Thursday morning,
And that's pretty early.
They'll close depending. It might be like Friday night, 11, 12 o'clock at night before the kitchen goes.
Yep, whenever you get done.
Yep.
When people quit buying food?
Same with the top lunch stand. It'll close whenever it's not busy no more. And there's always plenty of beer there. We've never run out of beer yet.
If that's something you want to do, also, you've got the lunch stands going on then. Starts Thursday morning at 6 o'clock, 6:30, you said?
Yep.
So you start making breakfast. So you can head out there then.
Yep.
And so Thursday, then Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And also, they'll be selling them chicken dinner tickets Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
Usually, we got some people running around on golf carts selling them, and they usually sell out pretty quick. So if you want a chicken dinner ticket,
And they're only available there, or can you buy them ahead of time, or can you buy them on a Thursday or Friday, or how does that go?
I think they sell most of them just on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And we will have a raffle or a drawing as well.
We have a gun raffle.
We're giving away two firearms.
Yes.
And that will be Saturday evening. So there'll be an organization selling them tickets.
Yeah, the Fort Carey bowling team. I think the women or ladies bowling team was going to be selling our gun raffle tickets.
That's great.
And then we give them a donation for selling the tickets.
Yeah.
So if you see Nikki Hawk, she'll be selling the gun raffle tickets, and Nikki does a real good job because you don't get away from her.
No, not buying a ticket.
No. You don't get away from her until you buy a ticket.
Now, she might not be able to run fast, but she will hunt you down.
Yes.
She'll probably have a golf cart that she can chase you on too, but she will hunt you down. You don't. You cannot win an argument with her. I can promise you that.
There's a lot of people tried there, and they failed every time.
There will be another raffle on Friday night. We give $500 away, the Water Rich Association. Them tickets are $10 a piece, or 3 for $20. We'll draw that about 9 o'clock on Friday night. So that'd be another raffle we have going on there. And if you do want to bring a golf cart, you have to bring your own. We don't rent them out, or there will be nobody there that rents them.
Yeah.
Because we get enough golf carts the way it is, we think. So that's why.
And it's got to be a golf cart. We don't allow any ATVs or UTVs.
No Ranger, four-wheelers. Kind. You can drive them out there, but you got to park them in the parking lot and let them set. Mm-hmm. You cannot drive them on the ground. Anything.
Yep.
The only thing legal is the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for insurance purposes.
And you have to get the permit.
You have to get a permit.
Your
$25
permit
for the weekend permit for a golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so in addition to the food and the golf cart and the dog races, you have this crazy set of vendors with... I've seen mannequins. I've seen people. You know, just beer signs. I've seen fancy mirrors. I've seen furniture. I've seen obviously guns. There's lots and lots of people with collector's knives and the old and brand new and guns and some specialty things, lawnmower parts, you know.
Usually a lot of tools.
Yeah.
A lot of tools.
Lots of tools.
There'll be some golf cart, parts guy out there this year, selling golf cart parts and stuff, and just about anything, I think. There's not too much.
Yeah. It's everything.
And we usually don't know what the heck's going to be there either.
No, yeah, except for ammunition, you really don't have any limit on what they can sell.
So they
can't sell alcohol because that's
you have to be controlled by you guys. No food sales because the club sells all the food.
Now, besides, they can buy beef jerky.
Will be some selling beef jerky and stuff like that.
And some cheese, but that's not like a meal or anything. It's not food.
No.
So and it's not in a kitchen, so that can't. They don't.
Right.
They're not allowed to do that by health laws. But so it's just neat. It's just a really cool place where
I really enjoyed it. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's fun, but it's you always get people thank you for doing it. And people keep coming back every year. You know, they look forward to it, and
I think I put in the promo for it. Meet your old friends and make some new friends because
we're kind of out in no man's land. I mean, we're just out in the country, and it's about the only thing on that road, so it's kind of private and. You can come out and have a good time. Yeah.
Yep. And as far as who the club's run by, it's run by the members. I mean, we have officers, but it takes the whole group to run it. So there's no one particular person in charge.
Nope. Yeah.
I mean, we have a president, which is Kurt Deuce right now. The vice president is Paul Lyons.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Don Workamp is the secretary, and Melvin Brunswick is the treasurer. And Don and Melvin's been secretary and treasurer for how long? You tell them, Don.
Well, since 1976, so.
Whoa. That's over 5 years.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
45 years.
Man, that's good.
Yep.
And how long's Junior been doing it?
About 43 years. 44. We took over about a year apart.
That's awesome.
So
and that's two pretty good, honest people that you can trust them with what's going on, and they're not going to hang around with other people that aren't that way. So that whole club is just a really good set of people.
Yeah, as far as the vice president and the president, that's a 1 year term each. Mm-hmm. We'll get a vice president, so he's vice president for 1 year, and then he'll automatically become the president for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, he gets on the board of directors for
2 years.
2 years. Okay. So I guess it's actually 4 years total.
Right.
Yep. So besides having really good people in a pretty neat thing, big thing going on, there's a lot of really good things that you guys do with the money, and if you just tuned in, you can catch some of that in the archives. We're talking about all the various groups, Boy Scouts, Cancer Association of Mercer County, a thousand different things that you actually give money to, in addition to the scholarship for one of your kids of one of your members, it's not just see how much money you can make and do the grounds. It's giving money away and helping.
We've had a couple members went through some tough luck over the years, so we'll donate to them privately just to help them out and stuff. Yeah,
that's a really good thing.
And we get, like I say, we get a lot of help from other organizations, and even not to organizations, but other businesses. An example, if we have trouble with a lawnmower, or a tractor, or a UTV, we can call Hall Brothers or K&L, and they're right there to help.
Yeah.
We usually got electricians on site all the time, Mercer County Electric. They're always right there to help.
Yep.
And it makes a huge difference. And that's just to name a few few organizations
because
and companies.
People like that see that you are doing good things, and that's a way that they can do something that nobody else can do. Lots of people can give money or spend money out there helping out, but when you have a skill that other people don't have, that's a real benefit to the club. That like you were talking about Ron May with the parking. I'm guessing if you have a little bit of plumbing problem, he could jump in there and kind of fix.
Yeah, he's helped us out over the years.
We've got a lot of members can do just about anything.
Yeah,
yeah.
So having people like that that kind of do it for free or whatever the parts cost.
Most of the buildings and everything remodeling's all been done by members. We rarely hire a contractor or anything. It's all donated time. between the
probably
carpenters we have and the guys that do cement work.
Yeah, probably because a lot of them would be very insulted if somebody else did that work for them at their place. They would not be happy about that. So, anything else you want to throw out there about the club or the or Trader Days?
Well, pray for dry weather, I guess.
Yeah, and not freezing cold.
Right now the weather looks good, but usually that's not good because if they're showing no rain, it rains. Usually we're better for calling for rain than we get sunshine. Well, I think I'll be a weatherman. But yeah, come out any day and enjoy yourself. It's a great time. And
any day or every day. It's $5 for the weekend.
Friendly and...
And you can also come out and get a schedule because we have other open events to the public throughout the year. I mean, we have things such, of course, the fish fry, which the community club puts on. We have bow shoots. We have numerous of water races and field trials.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yep.
So there's other events goes on.
Yep. So, there's, if I remember right, there's little pocket schedules that you guys have.
Yes.
That, I left mine at home. It's usually in my pocket. I forgot that and a whole bunch of other stuff at home today. But, it's just a really good thing. So we're going to take another break here. We'll come back and see what Rocker has to say for us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Need a better job where the benefits are great? A family-friendly company with competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
This is Chad Guckenbeller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Has your business experience changed within your operation? Or maybe the place you banked with has seen the cultural change or the loss of a long-trusted officer or advisor? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action in how to navigate this new season of business. Let me help with this plan. See me, Chad Guckenbeller, at 419-852-4049. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning.
I'm Sophie Pearson with the Fort Recovery Girl Scout Troop number 21299, and we're starting a veteran banner program to honor our hometown FR veterans. The banners will hang from the streetlight poles throughout Fort Recovery and will feature pictures of our veterans, along with his or her years of service. It is also very important to note that the veteran can be living or deceased. If you or someone you know would like to honor some of our veterans, please fill out a form available at the post office and at the library, or simply by going to Amy Myerden Pearson's Facebook page and printing out the form. The cost for each banner is $65, and you can sponsor as many veterans as you would like. They will need a digital or high-quality picture of the veteran for the banner. Please help our Girl Scout troop honor as many of our local veterans as we can by getting a form at the library or post office, or by going to Amy Myerden Pearson's Facebook page and printing out the form. Then send it to the address listed on the form. Let's fill our town with these banners honoring our veterans.
We're back on Insight with, we just talked with folks from the Progressive Sportsman's Club and talking about Trader Days coming up the weekend after that, Thursday through Sunday. And now it's Rocker time. What's up, Rocker?
Hi there, Neil. I about said Jack.
I used to be Jack, but now I'm not.
I was just going to thank God Bubba's here because, you know...
So he can correct anything you say that's not right.
I want to run over to the old top 10 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Hey, Dick Dale.
You'll get to hear some Dick Dale.
Did you drop when you wrote that list?
Whatever pops in my head, pretty much.
Dick Dale's a legend.
Yes.
You'll get to hear some of his music.
I've never heard of it.
Well, there's a whole bunch of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers I haven't heard of, or if I've heard of them, I don't appreciate them. But go ahead, Rocker.
Well, I was hoping that they would. Jimmy Buffett was. I'm surprised there weren't more people griping about that one.
Well, my only gripe is he should have been in 20 years ago.
The same with the Turtles.
Yeah.
Why aren't they in?
Hmm?
Too bad Buffett died. Should have got him while he's
alive. Buffett's still with us.
Alive?
Oh, he's still doing concerts.
Yeah.
He died a couple years ago.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
he isn't dead. He's not gone.
Elvis makes more now than he did when he was little.
Yeah, yeah. And he's spending a lot less. I don't know if you heard that. Donnie Wertheim said Elvis is making more now than he was when he was alive.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. And like you said, he's spending a lot less.
Actually, the only one to beat him out was his son-in-law.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Which is kind of ironic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting on Bubba, he did the old Dick Dale thing.
Well, if you're insisting, we're going to maybe hear a little Dick Dale here.
Yeah.
But you can only hear it on the headphones. So here's some Dick Dale. You want to listen on the headphones?
I can hear.
Okay. Yeah. King of the Surf Guitar. That frantic 1,000 notes a second.
Oh, Paul Fitchin.
Yep. Dick Dale and the Deltones. King of the Surf Guitar.
Calling him. Talking about her hands going down the tube.
So, what do we got? What else besides Dick Dale? What are we complaining to Bubba about?
Oh, not very much. A whole lot of anything. I mean, we got Hal McCoy coming up on Sports Talk.
Yeah, and I think they're going to have our volleyball coach on.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Well, I'll turn it over to the Sports Talk. And
okay. Well, we'll be back in just a moment or two then with Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
See?
Almost on time.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.